Thank you for listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, where we discuss all of the news in the world of basketball. My name is Ben Brown. Pauline is not in the studio today. She is in beautiful, sunny Hawaii. She's not due back until Thursday, so it'll be another week until you see us together, because we are in the studio together on Mondays only. So lucky Pauline is in Hawaii. Meanwhile, I am here in rainy and windy Sacramento. It's been a really, really wet winter here, which is not really accustomed to how it's been the last couple of years. We've been in a drought for the last couple of years, but we've had a lot of wind and rain this winter, which I like. I do like. I don't mind the wind and the rain, although I don't like being in it all that much. But it is not nearly as good as what Hawaii and what Pauline is experiencing right now. But anyways, I'll be there one day. We are here in the studio. We're going to be talking all things basketball. It's been a while since we last talked to you, so I have to update you really on the whole entire weekend. On Thursday night, we had the All-Star Saturday participants announced for the skills contest, the three-point contest, as well as the dunk contest. So we'll talk about that in the news segment of the show at the end of the show. But first, we'll talk about games within the NBA. We're going to talk about games from Friday, from Saturday, and as well as yesterday. Although it was the Super Bowl, and we had a fantastic Super Bowl with the Patriots winning and coming back in the fourth quarter, we did have some basketball games to talk about. It wasn't just football yesterday. So we'll talk about those right here. But first, talk about games Friday. So the Magic pick up a win over the Raptors 102-94 on Friday. Big performer was Serge Ibaka. He had 20 points and 12 boards. The Pacers pick up a 9-point victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn are so bad. They're 9-41. Paul George, 24 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way for the Pacers. Pacers playing a lot better recently. The Pistons pick up a 116-108 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Marcus Morris had 36 points and 6 rebounds for Detroit. Karl Anthony Towns had 24 points and 11 rebounds for the T-Wolves. Bad news for the T-Wolves. We'll talk about that in the news segment as well. The Rockets pick up a 121-117 victory over the Chicago Bulls in overtime. James Harden had 42 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. James Harden, another fantastic game to his already fantastic year. Also, he has the most 40-point games in Houston Rockets history, passing Hakeem Olajuwon last week. The OKC Thunder pick up a 114-102 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double, 38 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. Marc Gasol had a good game for the Grizz. He had 31 points, 8 assists, and 4 boards. The Celtics pick up a 113-107 victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. Isaiah Thomas, another great game. He had 38 points, 4 assists, and 2 rebounds. The Nuggets pick up a 121-117 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Nikola Jokic, another great game. He's been a very, very good performer here for the Nuggets this season. He actually had a triple-double, did the big man. He had 20 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Jabari Parker led the way for the Bucks, 27 points and 11 rebounds. The Suns pick up a 105-103 victory over the Sacramento Kings. Devin Booker had 33 points. DeMarcus Cousins had a triple-double, 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 12 assists in the loss. And the Dallas Mavericks pick up a 108-104 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Yogi Ferrell, the young man out of Indiana, had 32 points and 5 assists. They're actually offering him a new 2-year contract, I think in due part to the game he had on Friday, 32 points, a career high. On Saturday, the Wizards had a 105-91 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. John Wall had 24 points and 13 assists. Anthony Davis had 25 points and 10 boards for the Pelicans in the loss. The Hawks pick up a 113-86 victory over the Orlando Magic. Dennis Schroeder had 17 points and 10 assists. The Pacers win back-to-back games in 2 nights with a 105-84 victory over the Detroit Pistons. Marcus Morris led the way for Detroit again, 19 points and 6 boards. And then Lavoy Allen for Indiana, good game, 18 points and 11 rebounds. The Miami Heat blow out the Philadelphia 76ers, 125-102. Hassan Whiteside, one of the better games you'll see all year. 30 points, 20 rebounds, and 3 blocks. On Saturday, the Cavaliers beat the New York Knicks 111-104. LeBron James had 32 points, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds. Brandon Jennings led the way for the Knicks. He had 23 points, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds as well. The Knicks not doing too well. Carmelo Anthony's kind of unsettled. We'll talk about that in the news segment. He had something to say after the game. The Jazz pick up a 105-98 victory over the Charlotte Hornets. Gordon Hayward, the All-Star, had 33 points and 8 rebounds. Marvin Williams for the Hornets had 16 points and 12 rebounds. The Bucks pick up a huge victory over the Phoenix Suns, 137 to 112, 137 points, and 30 of them were scored by the All-Star Giannis Antetokounmpo. He also had 12 boards and 6 assists to go with his 30 points. Devin Booker, back-to-back 30-point games. He had 31 for the Suns in the loss. The Spurs beat the Nuggets by 24, 121-97. Kawhi Leonard had 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists to lead the way for San Antonio. The Grizzlies pick up a win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, 107-99. Mykal Green led the way for Memphis. He had 29 points and 6 rebounds. So not only does Minnesota lose on back-to-back games, but they also lost one of their starters on Friday's game because of an ACL tear. We'll talk about that in the new segment. I mean, Minnesota, those one of those teams we all thought would be very, very good this season, but it just hasn't really worked out. They're 19-32, and they lost Zach LaVine. Talk about that in the new segment. I don't want to spoil too much. I already did. And then really the best game on Saturday night was a surprising one. The Sacramento Kings go to overtime against the Golden State Warriors, and they come out on top with a 109-106 victory over the Golden State Warriors. DeMarcus Cousins, 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. So just one assist shy of back-to-back triple-doubles and back-to-back nights for Big Cuz. Steph Curry had 35 points and 9 assists and 4 boards in this game. Steve Kerr was ejected in this game. It was really just a dominating game, a really, really good basketball game. I watched a lot of the game. The Kings really held all the way with the Warriors, all the way throughout. It was tied at halftime, went to overtime, and the Kings came out on top. I give them a lot of credit for stopping Golden State, something they don't normally do. Really, no one does for the most part except for Cleveland is get to Golden State, but they beat them, and it's a great win for Sacramento. They're still trying to sort of battle for that eighth seed in the West. They're really on the outside looking in, but, I mean, there is still a lot of season to go. The Kings are basically only 2.5 games out of that number 8 spot, which is held by Denver right now. So they're still in the contention. I mean, I don't really think they're going to get there, but it's always a chance, and all you got to do is just win games. And getting a win against a team they really weren't supposed to get a win against in Golden State is a great way to get that done and a great way to sort of push towards a playoff spot. And then that takes us to the three games we had yesterday in the day on Super Bowl Sunday. The Raptors pick up a 103-95 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Kyle Lowry had a triple-double. He had 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for the point guard. And then Trevor Booker for Brooklyn had a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. The Celtics pick up a 107-102 victory over the Clippers. Paul Pierce did return back to the TD Garden Arena in Boston, which he literally called home for so many years. He hit a three in that game. It's final game in Boston. Obviously, he's going to retire at the end of the season as Paul Pierce. So it was really an emotional kind of sending away, and I'm sure he'll be back in Boston and with the Celtics after he retires, maybe making some appearances. I mean, his jersey's going to get retired. He's a Hall of Famer. There's really no doubt about that. So for the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas, another good game, 28 points, 8 assists, and 2 rebounds. And Jamal Crawford for the Clippers was their standout performer with 23 points, 5 assists, and 2 boards. And then Russell Westbrook leads the way for the Thunder in their victory over the Trailblazers, 105-99. The do-it-all point guard had 42 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. And Damian Lillard led the way for the Blazers. He had 29 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. That's going to be it. We'll take our first break of the show. After the break, we're going to talk about college hoops. It was really another upset Saturday for the most part in college basketball. A lot of top teams falling, and a lot of teams going to be moving up in the new top 25 this week. So we'll talk about that right after the break here at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back into the show. We're talking some college hoops. Saturday, for the most part, upset Saturday. Two teams within the top three losing. Baylor, a really, really tough week. They lost to Kansas in the middle of the week on Wednesday. And then they lost to Kansas State at home on Saturday, 56-54. So Baylor had only lost one game coming into this week, but they leave the week dropping two, both in conference in the Big 12. Although Baylor did not get it done, number one Gonzaga did get it done. They win by 35 over Santa Clara at home, 90-55. They stay unbeaten at 24-0, 12-0 within conference. Jordan Matthews led the way for the Zags. He had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. I said that Baylor did lose to Kansas during the middle of the week. Kansas, that big, long, unbeaten streak at home within conference. Well, not any longer, because they lost in overtime to Iowa State, 92-89. Frank Mason had a great, great game for the Jayhawks. He had 32 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists in a losing effort. And then Deontay Burton led the way for the Cyclones. He had 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 assist. So Kansas, now with that loss at Allen Fieldhouse in conference, they dropped to 20-3, 8-2 within the Big 12. Kansas are still a very, very good team, led by their guards Mason III as well as Josh Jackson. They'll be okay. They'll be fine. I mean, I really do trust them come tournament time. I think they'll still win the Big 12 and be a really, really serious threat to make a deep run come March. Number four, Villanova pick up a 92-79 victory on Saturday over St. John's. Josh Hart led the way for the Wildcats, as he normally does. He had 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. Number five, Arizona, goes on the road to face Oregon. Oregon, a very good team that made a deep run in the tournament last season, kind of dropped off this year. Arizona have been really, really hot. They were 21-2 coming into the game, but they get absolutely trounced in Eugene. They lose 85-58. Tyler Dorsey led the way for the Ducks. He had 23 points, 4 assists, and 3 rebounds. And Raleigh Alkins for Arizona had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. He was our top performer. This game was literally a blowout from start to finish. Oregon had a 38-18 lead at the end of the first half. They were at home on that weird tree court in Eugene they have. I mean, the atmosphere was rampant out there in Oregon. I mean, Arizona really just walked into a juggernaut on Saturday, and they got blown out pretty bad. So, you mean, you have this, like, three-team race here in the Pac-12. You have UCLA, you have Arizona, you have Oregon. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Number six, Louisville go on the road to pick up a nice victory within conference over Boston College, 90-67. Donovan Mitchell led the way for the Louisville Cardinal. He had 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Number seven, West Virginia lose at home to Oklahoma State, 82-75. The Mountaineers' top performer was Lamont West. He had 21 points and an assist. And then Juwan Evans led the way for the Cowboys of Oklahoma State. He had 18 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds. Talked about it being upset Saturday. Another team that lost, Kentucky. Another bad loss. They lose by 22 to number 24, Florida. Casey Hill led the way for the Gators. He had 21 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. De'Aaron Fox had 19 points and 3 rebounds for Kentucky. But this young, inexperienced Kentucky team is, in my eyes, kind of showing their flaws and their inexperience so far in conference play. They're 8-2 in the SEC, but it's not like it's going to be a guaranteed thing for Kentucky to win the SEC this year. They don't really have any experienced players, which in the past they would normally have one or two guys who started as a freshman or playing as sophomores, maybe came off the bench as a freshman, started as a sophomore, returned as a junior. This year, they don't really have that. It's a lot of the young guys, De'Aaron Fox, Isaiah Briscoe, Malik Monk, all these young freshmen, as it typically is with Kentucky, but they don't really have any experienced leadership. And I think that's one thing that's really hurting them right now, and could be a big downfall come tournament time. Another team within the top 10, Virginia. West Virginia lost, and also Virginia loses to Syracuse, 66-62. Of course, Jim Boeheim, his team is not really doing too well, the Orangemen this year, but it's never easy to go and play in the Carrier Dome. Andrew White III was a top performer for Syracuse. He had 23 points and 5 rebounds. And then London Prentice led the way for Virginia. He had 11 points and 8 assists. So when you're looking at teams within the top 10, a lot of them lost. You're looking at 4, 5, 6 teams within the top 10 on Saturday, all losing. So like I said, it was upset Saturday. Number 11, UCLA, did not have any trouble, though, with Washington on the road. They win 107-66. They win by 41. No real surprise here that Lonzo Ball played fantastic for the Bruins. He had 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. The kid's a stud. I'm really impressed with him. Number 14, Cincinnati picks up a nice win over UConn, 82-68. Kyle Washington led the way for the Bearcats. He had 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Number 17, Maryland drop at home to Big Ten foe Purdue, 73-72. Purdue ranked 23rd in the nation. Caleb Swanigan had 26 points and 10 rebounds. And the Mello Trimble for the Maryland Terrapins had 22 points, 5 assists, and 3 rebounds. And then this scoreline, I swear I am not lying to you. Number 18, St. Mary's over San Diego. Number 18, St. Mary's wins 71-27. Yes, 71-27. The Gales beat San Diego. It was 32-9 at halftime. This seemed like one of those UConn women's scores. I mean, 71-27. Ouch. Doesn't really bode well for San Diego. St. Mary's improves to 21-2 and 11-1 within conference. It's really just between them and Gonzaga. Two really good teams there. Number 19, South Carolina pick up a 2-point win at home over Georgia, 77-75. Duke in Coach K's return win 72-64 over Pittsburgh. But yet again, Grayson Allen, he had a great game, 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. But he was called for a tripping foul. So here we go again with Grayson Allen back to his old tripping ways. I really don't know. I don't really know much about it. He had a tripping penalty, or a tripping foul, I should say, but I mean, typical Grayson Allen getting a tripping foul. It's never going to end, right? It's literally just never going to end. So Creighton loses at home to unranked Xavier, although Xavier is unranked. They're a very good team. They were ranked earlier in the season as well. They win 82-80, does Xavier over Creighton. So Tyreek Jones, 16 points and 4 rebounds. And then for Creighton, it's Kyrie Thomas. He had 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. And then you're looking at Sunday. We did have a few games within teams in the top 25 on Sunday. Number 10, Wisconsin picks up a 65-60 win over Indiana. Number 12, North Carolina beats number 20, Notre Dame, 83-76. And then number 15, Florida State with a huge commanding victory over Clemson, 109-61. The first time that Florida State has gone over 100 points in the ACC since 1999. And they absolutely blew them out. Dwayne Bacon had 29 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists to lead the way for the Florida State Seminoles. When you're looking at the schedule for tonight, number 6, Louisville will take on number 9, Virginia, in the ACC. That ought to be a great, great game. And then you have the rivalry reunited between Kansas and Kansas State. The game is at Kansas State at the Bramledge Coliseum. And in the game tonight between Louisville and Virginia will be at home for Virginia at the John Paul Jones Arena in Charlestown, Virginia. We'll take our last break of the show. After the break, we're going to talk about news within the NBA. Star Zach LaVine from Minnesota tears his ACL and is out for the year. We have the All-Star Saturday contestants in the dunk contest, the three-point contest, as well as the skills contest. And Carmelo Anthony saga, yet again, still continuing. Melo still really upset in New York. We'll talk about that right after the break at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Zach LaVine tore his ACL Friday night against the Detroit Pistons, which is yet another just dagger in the season of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Everyone, myself included, thought they'd be the breakout team in the West, challenge for a playoff spot with Tom Thibodeau and company, but it's been really the opposite. They're 19-32, and now, really, in my eyes, their third best player in LaVine tore his ACL. So not only is he out for the rest of the season, but ACL injury, you got to imagine, probably at least 9 to 12 months of recovery time. So this is going to maybe play into some of the early part of next season as well for the young man out of UCLA. So it's really a terrible, terrible break there for LaVine and for Minnesota. Zach LaVine was averaging 19 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists for the team, which was third overall in scoring behind Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. He said on Twitter, he said, "Thanks to everyone for all your support. It's a minor setback, but I will be back stronger than before. If you know me, you know hard work will get me through this. Going to be cheering for my guys the rest of the season. Hashtag go T-Wolves." So it's really disappointing for Minnesota and for Zach LaVine. Like I said, they've had a bad season when everyone thought they'd have a lot better of a season. And hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery and he'll be able to recover properly and continue with his NBA career. He's young. I mean, he's only 21 years old. So he's still got a whole lot of potential and upside in front of him. I hope that this ACL tear does not bring him down and really stunt his NBA career. Because he's been a great player. We all know him for the flashy dunks. He's the two-time reigning champion of the dunk contest, although he won't be in it this year. Even prior to this injury, he had declared he would not be in the dunk contest. So it's unfortunate for Zach LaVine, but hopefully he can regroup and get things going next year for Minnesota. And they can really regroup as well, because this year's kind of a throwaway. So they'll probably get another top pick. Hopefully they can get another good player to really build around and get things going for Tom Thibodeau. So Carmelo Anthony, the New York Knicks, obviously a bad, bad results. Just, it's kind of a mess. I mean, the Knicks are an absolute mess. Carmelo Anthony's an absolute mess. They've had a bad week. Rumors about Melo being traded. He's not on the All-Star team. Everything's pretty, pretty bad. So Carmelo Anthony said late Saturday night that the Knicks' struggles and the trade rumors swirling around him have been, quote, testing my will. He said, "I'm still keeping it mellow, still keeping it cool. It's definitely kind of testing. You can put that to the test," he said after their loss by 7 to the Cavs. "You have to dig deep within yourself to get through it on a day-to-day basis. Figure out a way how to still go out there and play at a high level every night, play hard, and lead this team. That's kind of where you have to dig deep, despite of everything that's going on that's surrounding. I don't even want to say us or me. It's testing me. It's testing my will. It's testing me as a human being. It's also making me stronger throughout the process." So the Cavs and the Knicks maybe had a little trade in there. The Cavs backed out. They did not want to give up Kevin Love. Reports are that the Cavs would still be interested in Carmelo Anthony without giving up Kevin Love. Yeah, of course, I would be too. But the problem is what can you give up to get Carmelo Anthony that does not involve Kevin Love? That's definitely a very, very tough situation. So I don't think that will be the case. As far as if Melo gets traded before the trade deadline later this month, I think that's still kind of up in the air. It's a possibility, perhaps Boston, perhaps the Clippers. The Clippers could maybe add Melo, maybe give up not too much. You have CP3 when he gets back healthy. You have Blake Griffin. You have Jamal Crawford off the bench. You have DeAndre Jordan. That could be an okay situation depending on what they give up. It could really add another dimension to this team. And, of course, it's LA, so you'd imagine he would waive his no-trade clause to go there. But a lot is still left to be seen. I really think Melo in New York is done. I would try to get rid of him as soon as I can if I was Phil Jackson. But the problem is you have to have someone who's willing to take him, because you can't just cut him. You have to give him up for something. Still got a couple of years left on his deal as well. So it's just a really bad situation. And of course it's going to be wearing down on Carmelo Anthony. He's got to have all this stuff swirling around him every day. It's on his mind. you know, it's on his head. He's not, you know, he's paying attention to the media. It's New York, the biggest media market in the whole entire United States. So it's definitely going to be tough on him, and tough on him to play night in and night out, especially against Cleveland, which is a team that might even take him in. So it's got to be tough for Carmelo Anthony, and I think he's handling like a true professional. I'll give him credit for that. But I think his time in New York is honestly just done. I don't see him playing there at the start of next season. Honestly, I think they'll get rid of him before that. So a lot is left to be seen, but Carmelo Anthony's definitely showing some signs of effect with all these trade rumors going on, with him going to the Cavs or the Celtics or the Clippers or wherever, really, honestly. But anyways, that will lead us into the last part of the show. We're going to talk about the All-Star Saturday night contestants for the dunk contest, the three-point contest, as well as the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. That's where we're going to start off. Last year in Toronto, the NBA kind of mixed it up. They threw in four big men and four guards in the skills contest, which was really entertaining. I really liked it. Karl Anthony Towns actually won it last year. He's not going to be in it this year, but it's going to be really interesting. And here's some of the big men in this year's contest. So you have the unicorn Kristaps Porzingis from the Knicks. You have Boogie Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins for the Sacramento Kings. You have one of the more entertaining players in the league, one of my favorites as it stands right now, rookie Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. Then you have Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans. I would imagine Anthony Davis would do really, really well in this contest, seeing as how in high school he was a point guard until he hit his major growth spurt, where he grew like 7 or 8 inches in his senior year. He was a point guard recruited to go to Cleveland State. So he has a lot of guard skills, as well as some of these other guys. Embiid, Porzingis plays on the perimeter. DeMarcus Cousins can step out and hit the three. So I think that the NBA did a good job of picking some big men with some good off-the-dribble stuff to really compete in this contest. But for me, for the big men, I would give the edge to Anthony Davis, simply put because he was a guard for a lot of his career going through high school until he really just grew and became a big man. So I'd give the edge to Anthony Davis. And then on the guard side, you have Isaiah Thomas from the Celtics. You have Devin Booker of the Suns. You have Gordon Hayward of the Jazz and John Wall of the Wizards. So John Wall, one of the faster players in the NBA. It's really just a matter of how serious they take this. I feel like Isaiah Thomas can do really well as well because he's such a small, shifty guy. He can really weave his way in and out of the cones and the men and make some good passes and everything. So I feel like he could be a really, really good participant as well. I'd give the edge to Anthony Davis on the big man side. And then I say if he takes it really serious, I'd go with John Wall, probably one of the faster, more electric guards in the NBA. That takes us to the NBA All-Star 2017 JBL three-point competition. Some of these sponsors change almost every year. But anyways, Klay Thompson is the defending champion. He's going to be in this. He's looking for a repeat in the event for the first time since Jason Capono did that in 2007, 2008. One guy who's not going to be in this is Steph Curry. I am kind of upset about that, but Steph did come out and say that he's going to be not in this because he wants to be resting. So Kyle Lowry is also a participant in this. He leads the Raptors and the NBA in four-point plays this season, and he has the highest three-point shooting efficiency of anyone in the competition at 42.1%. So first-time All-Star Kemba Walker of the Hornets brings a three-point shooting efficiency of 40% to the competition. Eric Gordon, who has really revitalized his career as a backup in Houston, he's shooting three-pointers like crazy. He shoots 38.5% from three. He's going to be in this competition. CJ McCollum from the Blazers. Kyrie Irving, who won this event in 2013. He's also making his fourth appearance. You have Wesley Matthews of the Mavericks. And Swaggy P, Nick Young, is also in this event of the Lakers. I feel like he'd be one of the more entertaining players. I'd love to see him possibly mic'd up and kind of just having a blast, having some fun in this competition. I feel like he would be one of the more entertaining guys to hear mic'd up, as well as Embiid on the Taco Bell Skills competition side. I'd love to see him mic'd up as well. And then that takes us to the people in the dunk contest. There's only four guys. Aaron Gordon, he's probably the favorite. Honestly, I thought he should have won it last year, although Zach LaVine did win it. He did repeat his champion. I thought Gordon probably should have won it. I thought he was better than LaVine was last year. He's going to be in it. Like I said, he's probably the favorite. You have Glenn Robinson III of the Pacers. You have DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. So he's the lone big man in it. So it's interesting to see what DeAndre Jordan's going to bring to the table, because he has to do things a little more creative, kind of like Dwight Howard used to do with the Magic, because he doesn't have really the mobility and the explosiveness to do a lot of these tricks and through the legs and behind the backs and everything, because he's a big man. You know, he's 6'11 and 280 pounds, so he has to try and figure out some different ways to do it. So I'll be interested to see what DeAndre Jordan brings to the table. And then really kind of the dark horse, the player everybody knows nothing about, is Derrick Jones Jr. He's only played 11 minutes in the NBA in total this year for the Phoenix Suns, but he spent a lot of time in the D League, and the youngster has bounce. I mean, he has mad hops. So in my eyes, he brings the biggest challenge to Aaron Gordon in this competition, and the guy who's really the dark horse no one really knows much about. You can watch a lot of his stuff on YouTube, a lot of his dunks during games and everything. He has a lot of bounce. He could really kind of take us by surprise. But I'd probably go with Gordon. I remember watching Aaron Gordon all the way back in high school. He's from San Jose, which is kind of local, so I've seen him play a few games in high school. Even back then, I mean, the kid had mad bounce in high school, even going back to Arizona the one year in college. So I'd probably say he's my favorite. He should have won it last year. Some games with the NBA before we conclude tonight is the Lakers will be battling the Knicks. See how Carmelo Anthony does there. The Cavs will battle the Wizards. The Wizards playing really, really well. They're second in the Eastern Conference right now. The Thunder will take on the Indiana Pacers. The Clippers will battle the Raptors. The Jazz will take on the Hawks. The Sixers will take on the Pistons. The Suns will battle the Pelicans. The Heat will battle Zach LaVine-less Minnesota. The Mavericks will take on the Nuggets. The Spurs and Grizzlies will match up in Memphis, and the Bulls will be taking on the Sacramento Kings here in Sacramento tonight. That's going to conclude the show for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Once again, my name is Ben Brown. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'll be back in the studio on Wednesday to talk all things basketball right here at the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. Have a good day, and I will see you guys then.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.